Welcome to the fifth dsmith.org podcast for January 16th, 2006. I'm Doug Smith. If I had to put a title on this podcast, I guess I could call it The Prophet in His Own Land Effect. And by prophet, I don't mean return on investment. I mean a person who foretells the future, but is not necessarily accepted by his or her peers. And as such, maybe the best way to approach this is to give an example. Suppose you're an engineer at a company, and you're sitting on a design review, and you say, gee, we have to do these things. This layout isn't going to be good. We can't cross breaks in the ground plane and a few other things. And the other people say, gee, we can't do that. That's going to delay the project. It's going to cost time and money. And maybe the unspoken words are, you just work here. What do you know? So they don't do what you're suggesting. A few months down the road, the project is approaching completion. The first prototype units are coming off the line and undergoing testing, and there's a problem. Maybe it's an EMC problem, maybe it's a signal integrity problem, some operational problem. So in a hurry to get this thing fixed quickly, they hire an outside consultant. And the consultant comes in, says pretty much what you or maybe other internal people have been saying for a long time, but because it's on the outside, it's not someone working there, the words of the consultant are taken as like the ultimate truth or something, and they do it, and the project is fixed, and everything's great. The consultant's hail is having saved the day. I've been on both sides of this question. In my years at Bell Labs and Auspex Systems, I was the employee, and that happened to me many times, where they wouldn't listen to suggestions that I had for the design, and now I'm on the other side of the equation. I'm on the consultant side. And they listen to me a lot, maybe more than they should, I don't know. But it's amazing the contrast between the two sides of the coin. On the employee side, this effect is irritating. On the consultant side, where I am now, it's called income enhancement, and I don't mind it so much anymore. So next time you're sitting in a design review, or maybe you're responsible for design, and others don't want to do the things that you think are necessary to make the design work or maybe lower the risk, possibly you can point them to this particular podcast, and maybe that'll make a difference. Probably more useful than pointing them to this podcast would be to actually generate some data to support your viewpoint. And there's two ways to do that. You could go to my website, look at some of my experiments there, and reproduce those in the lab, such as I've got a bunch of experiments there on crossing breaks and ground planes made up from a copper-clad board and some wires. That would work, designed around any of the articles that I have on that topic or other topics. But even better would be to generate a simple experiment similar to the ones you see on my website that illustrate your particular point and why you think that needs to be done. None of those experiments require a lot of equipment or time to do. They're all pretty simple. If you look at them, they're basically, if you got a decent oscilloscope, other than that, it's just pieces of metal and tape and paper clips and home-built probes and things like that. Maybe a copper board with a break soldered across it. But the point is, if you can generate data and show data to support your point, you can overcome this profit in his own land effect. And I think that's really the point of this, that rather than just sitting back and saying, no one's listening to me, generate some data, take some time to do that, and I think you'll find that people will, in fact, listen to you. So, thanks for listening to this podcast, and there'll be many more to come. They'll be coming in rapid-fire succession here. Maybe some of them will be on technical topics, some of them will be on news-like topics, and others will be just sort of philosophy like this one. But probably a year from now, there'll be 100 of them up here. Again, thanks for listening.